This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. People are still flying a lot more than they were last year at this time, even with Delta and those rising case numbers. That means airlines need more jet fuel to move all those planes with all those people in them around. But that is turning out to be a problem, especially as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports at smaller airports.
Big airports like DFW and LAX have their own dedicated pipelines pumping in fuel, but most other airports get their fuel from terminals miles away. Brian Springer is the director of Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport. He says about 18% of flights were delayed or canceled on a recent Sunday due to slow fuel deliveries, which isn't such a big deal. He says more flights have been impacted by thunderstorms.
But thunderstorms are something that people expect. And fuel supply is something that's, more unexpected by people.
He says Bozeman's airport has also been dealing with a spike in traffic.
We've had a, near doubling in aircraft here at the airport compared to 2019. A lot more flights, a lot more people traveling, and that's certainly a spiked demand for fuel.
And firefighting aircraft are flying out of other airports in Montana, and they're competing for the same limited fuel supply. But there's another problem.
There's not a shortage of fuel. There's a shortage of the infrastructure to get that fuel to where it needs to go.
That's Patrick DeHaan. He's a petroleum analyst at GasBuddy. The infrastructure that he's talking about is truck drivers capable of getting tankers full of fuel to airports. He says the Biden administration is looking into making it easier to become a truck driver, but
this is probably not going to be measured in complete recovery in months, but probably more so in years.
DeHaan says if the Delta variant is contained by the spring, we could see the exact same shortage next summer. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.